Hey everyone, it's Lovin Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for a life that feels more, well, epic. Now, raise your hand if you've ever held on to some anger or resentment. You know, that simmering feeling that just refuses to go away. Yeah, me too. And let me tell you, holding on to that stuff is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, it drains your energy, and frankly, it doesn't make the journey any more enjoyable. Today's daily virtue. Forgiveness. It's not about condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It's about freeing yourself from the prison of anger and resentment. Think of it as a detox for your soul. Trust me, letting go feels damn good. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice forgiveness and move forward with confidence. 1. Recognize that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's easy to get caught up in the "owe me" or "it wasn't fair." But here's the thing. Holding on to that bitterness only hurts you. Forgiveness isn't about excusing someone else's actions, it's about choosing to release the emotional chains they hold over you. Imagine this. You're finally letting go of that anger, and you feel lighter, freer. That's a gift, not just for them, but for your own well-being. 2. Understand forgiveness takes time. There's no magic button to erase years of hurt. It's a process, like working through layers of an onion. Be patient with yourself, and don't get discouraged if it feels hard at first. Remember, every step you take towards forgiveness is progress. 3. Focus on empathy, not agreement. You don't have to agree with what someone did to understand why they might have done it. Try to see things from their perspective. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or struggling themselves. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you find a bit more compassion and understanding. 4. Acknowledge your own role. Sometimes we contribute to situations that lead to resentment. Look within yourself honestly. Was there something you could have done differently? Recognizing your own part in things can be a powerful step towards forgiveness. It doesn't mean blaming yourself. It means taking responsibility for your reactions and choices. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem counterintuitive, but gratitude can be a powerful tool for forgiveness. Focus on the good things in your life, the people who love you, and the opportunities you have. When you shift your focus to what you're grateful for, it can help ease the grip of resentment. Ever had a friend do something that really ticked you off? Maybe they borrowed your favorite sweater without asking or forgot about your plans. You felt hurt and angry, right? I'm talking about those moments where you just wanted to scream at them. Now imagine you choose forgiveness instead. It doesn't mean you condone the actions, it means you decide not to let the anger consume you. You acknowledge their mistake, maybe even have a conversation about how it made you feel. Then, you choose to move on. The amazing thing is, when you practice forgiveness, it doesn't just benefit your friend. It frees you from that weight of anger and resentment. You feel lighter, happier, and ready to focus on more positive things. Remember, guys, forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened, it's about choosing not to let it define you. It's about taking control of your emotions and rising above the hurt. Think of it like this. You wouldn't carry a heavy backpack filled with rocks everywhere you go, right? Forgiveness is like shedding that weight, allowing yourself to walk lighter and freer. So today's challenge. Identify something or someone you need to forgive. It might be a friend, family member, even a past version of yourself. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the hurt, and choose to let it go. You deserve peace, happiness, and freedom from the burden of anger. And trust me, once you experience the power of forgiveness, you'll want to keep practicing it every day. Keep it real, folks. Until tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.